Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Good evening, wherever you are finding yourself. We are greeting you from your number one favorite radio station, number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia. That is Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, some of you, I understand, you are on your way home. Some of you, you are going to start your shift. Some of you are going to work, you know, that overtime because you have other things to catch up, and money is money. Money is what is needed. Everybody need the money. Everybody need to change life. So it's your time with Business and Economic Segment, and this is where we discuss issues of economics. We discuss issues of business. We discuss issues of trade, and we look at bread and butter issue. We look at bread and butter issue, particularly issues of human development, because we understand that human development is at the center of the overall definition of development, because we can not only talk about development in terms of the economic expansion, but we must speak about development in terms of what is that economic expansion mean to an ordinary person on the ground? What are those institutions which are in charge of driving economic development agenda? And how should we upgrade human development? So we are saying this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 18. We are here until the hour of 18 p.m. And wherever you are finding yourself, we are always happy and, you know, we are always grateful, especially on the ground that you always make sure that you turn on, you listen to Eagle FM Namibia. So with a Business and Economic Segment, as I indicated earlier, we cut across, we say, as long as Namibia is where it is now, we must upgrade the conversation. We must make sure that the conversation is upgraded beyond the obvious. We must make sure that the conversation is not only about who is the most beautiful and fandamaglorious lady in town or who has the cash in town, but what can we do so that in the next 20 years our kids will not go through what we went through? What can we do to make sure that our economy should not only be on economic defensive mode? What can we do also to make sure that we cannot only rely on subsidizing? And what is the sustainability of subsidizing all the sectors? So those are the things that we look at. And we also look at SMEs to say, in terms of small and medium enterprises, in terms of smaller businesses, how resilient are they? How strong are they? Can they face challenges and wake up again? Because we understand that after COVID-19, a lot of SMEs in Namibia and also in Africa did not recover. And what can we do to make sure that SME should not only be covered by incubation center, but they must be able to be created with intention. We also cover the issue of middlemen. What is the role of a middleman? What is that a middleman do that a government cannot do? And what is the relationship between political communication and also policy implementation? We look at that, and we look at various aspects. We interrogate and analyze documents. And yeah, so before we go to what we have on the table today, we are always making sure that we are encouraging you to follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platforms. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram and on LinkedIn. When you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury, actually, of accessing your economic and developmental news, of making sure that you have access to economic intelligence, economic data, and also you make sure that when it comes to that investment, when it's come to that business that you are starting, when it's coming to that decision that you are making within your corporate organization, or when it's coming to professionalism, you have data which are backing you, and also data which are backing your decision. That's why we talk about economic intelligence is more valuable than cash, because it's through economic intelligence that you can multiply and expand the finance to solve the problems. We are also indicating to you, we are also indicating to you that apart from that, we have e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper which is coming out every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and indeed, every Friday morning. And we are always telling you to say, if you are an economic researcher, if you are a graduate researcher, if you are a student of politics, governance, international law, trade, agriculture, or just a developmental enthusiast, make sure that the part of your sources of information, part of your sources of information is the Villager newspaper. Part of your sources of information is the Villager newspaper, because it's only through that, where you'll be able also to get quality and content of up-to-date sources, to say when somebody is referencing a report given by a ministry, or when somebody is referencing a case study based on a statement by a CEO of a certain company, when you are researching about that corporate affair, that is your point of departure, and you will not lose out. So that is why we are saying, when you want to develop a culture of reading about developmental issue, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. Apart from that, also need to make sure that you download Eagle FM app. There are always those who are asking to say, Eagle FM Namibia, I'm trying to find you here. The frequency is not frequencing, or the frequency is fluctuating. At one point you are connected, at one point you cannot find you. Are you guys closed down? You don't want us anymore? We are saying to you, the world has moved so fast to that extent now. Those who are going to survive, either in terms of professionalism, either in terms of having been up to date about what's happening, are those who are digitally informed and those who are following the trend of time. So in this case, we came up with Eagle FM app, and that is an app that you can download into your phone exactly the same way that you download WhatsApp. Make sure that you download Eagle FM Namibia and you put it in your phone. And what is very interesting is that the moment you put it in your phone, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air currently, like now, and you can also be able to listen to the previous programs by looking at the podcast. So make sure that you download the Eagle FM app, then you make your life more easier, because with the phone in this world, particularly when you have a smartphone, life is easier for you and you work smart. And in a situation that you were busy doing something of equal importance when we were on air, you can always catch up with us through our podcast. And yeah, the other thing before we go to what we have on the table is Imba App. We have Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of a hymn book. That is, of course, Ehangano, in Oshuambo. Then you also have Omaimburiro in Ojerero. You have Afrikaans. You have Silozi and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download Imba app and you make your life more easier in a situation that you are at a place where you are required to sing from a hymn book, in a situation that you are at a place that you are required to give respect. Could be that you are at graduation, you are at send-off party, you are at you are in a congregation, you are at the baptism, even baby shower now, people are singing through the hymn book. And also life, unfortunate event, but it's part of life, maybe at the funeral, but you do not have a hymn book. Make sure that when you go to Imba app, you download that, you make your life more easier, and you work smart instead of you working with the hammer, because it's no more about working with the hammer. It's about find a smart way you save time and energy, because technology is here to assist us, not to make our life difficult, and also not to compete with us, because you find those who are saying, no, technology is coming to take our job. Yes, indeed, if we are not understanding that, because technology is made by a human being, and at the end of the day, the fact that it does not have emotion, the fact that at the end of the day it has to be serviced and has to be controlled, we remain on top as long as we change with the trend of time, and we also continue to upgrade our skills and also continue learning. So the other thing is also that when you are a business person, and either a young business person or either you are upcoming SME, make sure that you advertise with us. So in this case, let us look at commercial break, then we'll continue with our program.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Yes, we are indicating to you, that you can also advertise with us. You can advertise with us and expand your revenue. You can reach your potential clients in Namibia and also across the globe, because when you advertise with us, you can just do that by making sure that you buy airtime on air, communicate with Monica Ipinga, our marketing manager, and you will be through. You'll be able to talk and negotiate about what can you pay, and also what time, where you are going to advertise on air. And you will not lose out. You will not lose out, because we are always saying money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come back to the owner. And when you do that, life is easier. When you do that, you expand your revenue very fast, because imagine you advertise with the Villager newspaper. Then how many clients are you going to achieve? Because when those economists are going to read, when those business people are going to read that paper, they'll be able also to spot you and connect. Even if you don't get a client, you get a deal that will bring you to a client, and you can expand on that ground. So make sure that you advertise with us, and when you do that, life will be more easier to you, because you are also working smart, and you are also not working with a hammer. So dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. We are interrogating matters. We are discussing issues which are affecting bread and butter, and we are discussing issues that need to be improved. And also, we are also praising those who did well, because at the end of the day, is where we want to get. Where do we want to get as Namibia? What is our roadmap, and what is our game plan? How many of us understand the Namibian game plan to say we are following this game plan? The captain of the ship, and we are also following that guideline, and we are also supporting the development of the country through that. But what are those things that we are not doing well? Who is diverting from the game plan? And is this game plan that we have having enough resources to be funded? What can we do? And what are some of the creative ways to make sure that when people are talking about NDP6, is it shooting to the head, or is a bit diverted? And on that ground, is through you communicating with us. That's why we are always giving you an opportunity to say you can engage with us on air at 083-288-401, because when you do that, you can be able to give your opinion, you can be able to exercise your democratic rights and freedom of expression by making sure that your views are ahead, because it could be that discussion that we are bringing about here, you are an expert, or it could be that you have done a deeper research than people who are communicating. It could be that you have a better strategy on how to approach matters, and you are exactly the person that we need. You are exactly the person that we need, so that you can be able to give your view. So in this case, Our today's conversation, we are going to look at the progress. We are going to look at the progress, achievement, and challenges of one of the biggest international organization in the whole world, that is United Nations. This United Nations, and many people, when they look at United Nations, they think of something which is very far. But what is very interesting, that United Nations is everybody, is you and me. It's you and me is just an institution that is formed by all government, all the governments around 150 head of states and government next week will be on their way. Will be some already packing their bags, some already in United States of America in New York to make sure that they partake in the 80th United Nations anniversary, and also at the 80th United Nations General Assembly. And just to look at the relevance, the progress, the challenges, the opportunity, and also the areas which need improvement, and what are the roles that the United Nations is playing. And also, maybe as a young person, you may also be able to ask questions to say, what are some of the roles that United Nations is playing? How can young people partake in United Nations? Because you may be able to understand that when people are looking at United Nations, they look at bigger institutions, they look at agencies such as FAO, World Health Organization, UNESCO, and many others, but they forget that there are also those young professional programs that accommodate the youth. There are also young professional programs that are also accommodating, and there are also those programs that are accommodating even young people from high school that will be able to partake in United Nations, and also to make sure that you have brought that changes. There are also aspect of volunteering programs, and also very important also for our Namibian young people to also understand what role can they play. Are we within right information? Just before I go to the guest that we have today, recently, I think 2 days ago, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a press conference on the pre-event of United Nations General Assembly, and he spoke about the aim and the importance of the institution, which is called some point, and the meeting of UNGA, United Nations General Assembly. It's known as Diplomatic World Cup, because it's unique where you have around 150 head of states and government meeting once, then they discuss about issues which affect the globe, issues which affect their regions. And it's also very interesting also to look at what are some of the roles that the Secretary General has to play, particularly in conflict mediation, because remember, him alone, he has to meet all those 150 head of state and government, every president, one-on-one on a bilateral level, and they have to discuss about what are the issues which are happening in your country, how can the United Nations help you, what are some of the progress and challenges, one-on-one, everyone, before also the main General Assembly. And also look at some of the commitment and resolutions. What is that Africa have been talking about? What are the critical issues in the world, such as either Ukraine war, either is famine, and also devastation and chaotic genocide in Gaza, either is Sudan or DRC, and also economic issues. So, not to pre-empty the conversation, I think it's quite crucial and also important and necessary also to look at our guest today, because I'll be joined by political scientists and also public policy analyst to look at this case, to look at this case, and also to see what are some of those things that we can point out. What are some of those things that we can point out, and we can say here United Nations did well, here need some element of improvement, because when we speak about something and we look at the challenges which that thing has or that institution has, it's also needed to speak and with a proposed solutions. Because if you're only talking about the problem which I have and you don't have a proposed solutions, what is the reason for you to talk about that problem if you are also not able to solve it? Because it's quite important. Even when you are criticizing, you say, no, I think there you are standing on the wrong ground. But you need to make sure, you need to make sure that there are better ways on how to address that issue, which is A, B, C, and D. Just don't be somebody who like criticizing without solutions, because that who is criticized maybe think that is the better option, but when you have a solution of the criticism that you are giving is better, so that that person will also be able to understand where you are coming from, where are you operating from, on what are we operating at the same frequency, or we are not meeting each other. So let us pay the bills. Let us pay the bills. Then we come directly into it and see what it is. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are here. We are here. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. That is 7 o'clock in the evening. Here until the hour of 1900 hours. And you are listening to business and also economic segment.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tele ulikoni maondo doto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamweli nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with business and economic segment. And as I indicated earlier, that I will be joined by those who are in the field, those who keep researching, writing, and also interpreting issues, especially issues that are related to governance and global affairs. Online, I'm joined by Zakaria Johannes. He's a local political analyst and he's an intellectual, he's a researcher. And he's going to join us particularly to speak about the role of this very important institution, actually the biggest international organizations among all, and what are some of the achievements in the past 8 years. Johannes, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Good evening, Mr. David, and thank you for having me.
Let us look at, in your assessment, United Nations is 8 years old now. It was formed in 1945 as a transformation from League of Nations or whatever the right way to use.
Yes, League of Nations. Yes,
yes, but when it's centered on peace, security, and economic development, when you look at where we are now, particularly the developing world and also the first world countries, what are some of the things that you can point out that United Nations have done, and what are some of the things that you can point out that need to be handled well, or they were not handled according to what was supposed to be, and what some of the areas that need to focus on, particularly moving forward?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, United Nations was established after the Second World War.
Yeah.
That was 1945.
Yeah.
And it's a peace keeping organization.
Yeah.
After the war, then people saw how cruel the war was, and
yeah.
they was like, okay, we don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Can we come up with a world peacekeeping body?
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, as you mentioned, they had what was called League of Nations.
Mm.
That was also established after World War One.
Okay.
From the Treaty of Versailles, 1919.
Mm.
But it was officially inaugurated or established in 1920, from 1920 onward there.
Yeah.
But it failed, actually.
Okay.
It failed for certain reasons.
Yeah.
But because of time, let me just go to your question.
Yeah.
You know, it's an organization. It has its own ups and downs.
Yeah.
To start with, in the case of peacekeeping,
mm.
As Namibians today,
yeah,
we are one of the cases of the success,
yeah.
success of the United Nations.
So we are a good case study.
we are a good case study.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They helped us to achieve our independence.
Yeah.
And they were really so helpful during the liberation struggle.
Yeah.
Until at a point where they came up with a group that was called the United Nations Transition Assistance Group, UTAG.
Yeah.
That was so crucial or played a crucial role for yeah. Namibia to attain its independence.
Yeah.
But before that, they also played an important role
mm.
with the establishment of the Western Contact Group
mm-hmm.
that was responsible for coming up with let me say Resolution 435.
Yeah.
And all the conditions under that it was accepted, and then that was led us to independence.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in Namibia, but if we go in different countries,
yeah.
the United Nations has really played a major role mm. to stop or to cease fire between nations, and also to give different countries independence
mm.
and independences, and also to help in case of humanitarian aid
mm-hmm.
to different people that are suffering, maybe because of earthquake or because of war.
Mm.
And also they intervene militarily, sometimes in humanitarian means.
Yeah.
But it worked. It had some its own success.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, or contrary, United
yeah.
Nations also have its own failure.
Yeah.
There are some places where they failed, like
yeah.
in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo there.
Yeah.
They failed for mm-hmm. different reasons. As I said, United Nations is a peacekeeping organization, but it has people that supply resources in
mm-hmm.
that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And as people say, he who feeds you
yeah.
controls you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there are some aspects, or there are some, let me say, there are some people
mm.
or some countries like USA and
mm.
others that are stronger there that
mm.
can influence,
mm.
that can have a big influence on how United Nations works.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it results in like sometimes, in failure, because if it was supposed to be a body that's not controlled by anyone, an independent body,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you find it like it's being influenced by these stronger countries, because
mm-hmm.
he who feeds you always controls you. And yeah, basically, I would say, in conclusion, it had its own success
mm-hmm.
and failures.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, let us look at, let us move away from politics. Now look at the specialized agencies, because you have for example you have FAO, you have World Health Organization. Let's look at the World Health Organization, especially in Africa. We have seen during COVID, it's an agency of United Nations dealing with that. During COVID, we have seen the aspect of Chlorella, Ebola, and the many other challenges. Do you think
there are some success, particularly on that, on those agencies which are part of United Nations, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, there are some success,
yeah,
regarding that.
Hmm.
But when you talk of World Health Organization, it's a child of United Nations.
Yeah, yeah.
And a fruit does not really fall far from a tree.
Yeah.
So I would say, although they have their own successes and their own failures.
Yeah.
But you know, World Health Organization was really really helpful, so yeah, to say, in Africa,
yeah,
and even abroad in some other countries.
Yeah.
They have been really helpful when we have things like Corona, things like Ebola in DRC and in other countries that had Ebola. They were really helpful, and I would say as Africans we have to appreciate them and the work that they have been doing or they are still doing in Africa. And they also come up with this thing of Doctors Without Borders, remember?
Yeah,
that they've been working throughout Africa, and they have been really helpful, and I think without them, we could have seen some really terrible experiences in different African countries as far as those pandemics are concerned.
Yes, because United Nations is nothing without its member state. And Namibia being a brainchild of United Nations, we are more respected in the world because of that role of United Nations. And it's a very good thing that you gave that as a case study. I did not expect that. But looking at our position, position, especially in a global agenda, we have always been very clear about where we are standing. And also what you want, either is in the case of, Ukraine war, in the case of, Palestine, whether it's the support of Zimbabwe sanction to be pulled out, whether it's, Cuba or Venezuela. Now, next week, our head of state will take a stand and also give a speech as other head of state also. What do we expect from that? Particularly that is going to be the first time the first Namibia female president, and who at one point also was a diplomat, going to give a speech. What do we expect Namibia to say at that United Nations General Assembly, because they are celebrating 80th anniversary, and also the main General Assembly, which is taking place next week.
When you look at United Nations, I like it in the words of the late President Dr. Hage Geingob, who once said, Namibia is a child of international solidarity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And wherever we are as Namibians, our policies are clear on what we stand for and who we are. And I don't think if we should experience or we should expect any shock from my president, Madam Netumbo, because for me, she has been there for a long period of time. Since, according to history, since she was a child, she has been there engaging international bodies, different international bodies.
Yeah.
And now that she's a president, I don't think if I will see any change in terms of her own diplomacy. But one more thing I would say is that she's a straightforward person. And we might experience a speech that might shake the world. I'm saying might with reasons on the way she speaks and the way that she's an experienced politician who understands mostly everything and each and every aspect of politics.
Yeah.
And also on the, I think I'm about to see her at an international stage because I've never seen her before.
Yeah.
But it's what she used to do in Southern African countries and in the countries. That is what she's going to do there.
Yeah.
Then I would say it's really something good to look up for. Yeah.
Okay. Zakaria Johannes, thank you for your time and also thank you for the input.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Yes. That was Zakaria Johannes. He expressed his view, especially on the, it has already, the President of United Nations General Assembly has already opened the session officially. But, you know, at that conference of that nature, we expect mini conferences before the main one, before the main debate. And we're also going to see if President Netanyahu is going to be there, or he is going to send his representative, that is Minister of Foreign Affairs. We're also going to see if President Putin is going to be there, he's going to send his representative. We are also expecting also to see the president of Ukraine, because looking at the words of Antonio Guterres, who is the Secretary General of United Nations, he stated that I'm going to speak to all these guys. I'm going to speak to them, and I'm also going to bring them in one room so that the world become one. He also spoke about a global realignment where you have different regional blocks, different economic blocks, and also a lack of unity. He spoke about that. He spoke about, and he made a very strong words, especially when it comes to, especially when it's come to the situation of, Palestine, and also, Israel, where he indicated that you know, that situation is morally, politically, and also legally unacceptable. So legally unacceptable, and he indicated that that is the only platform actually where head of states and government, very powerful people, because they can change the world or they can break the world. Because, and it requires also carefulness on how to handle issues, because what we have seen, particularly for the past 10 years, is a bit different from how things have been. Spoke about advancement in terms of technology, climate change, and many other aspects that need to be addressed, because all the many problems that we have in the country, whether it's unemployment, they have to be addressed there at a global level. And that is the biggest house before any other house. And it's still the institution that almost all leaders meet at once. And we expect to see. And Zakaria also mentioned, what do you expect from our president? Said that she's very straightforward. And, she does not waste time, especially when it's coming to addressing issues. The fact that she's a former diplomat, and now is a chief diplomat as a president. We expect more. We expect also expansion, also to make friends, because it's also a platform where countries, they find partnership, or they make partnership, and also expand their interests on international ground. So in a very short time, we are also going to be engaged with Gabriel Yambo, who is a public policy analyst, and also to look at what do we expect, or what are the challenges and progress of United Nations.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
As I indicated earlier, we'll be joined by public policy analyst and the researcher, that is Gabriel Yambo, just to discuss with us, to say what do we expect from United Nations General Assembly, and also what are some of the progress and also challenges of United Nations. Gabriel Yambo, good evening, and how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, David, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for your time too. Let us go straight to it, in this,
But before we go straight to it, let us go to a short few seconds break. Then we can go. Just stay on the line, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, just stay on the line. Then we can look at those issues. So.
Want to treat your school kids during their short break? Tiffany Happy Break Chocolate Bar, $4.99. One pack Tiffany Cream Biscuits, $6.99. 125 grams U-Brand Potato Chips, a bag-in at $16.99. Any two packets of Finny Sweets, just $24.99. And 2 liters Oros Concentrate, only $36.99. You save your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Yes, we are continuing the business and economic segment, and we are discussing about the progress of United Nations, particularly United Nations at 80. So, Gabriel Yambo, thank you once again, and what is your view regarding progress and challenges of United Nations since its inception, and what we expect from United Nations General Assembly?
Thank you again.
Yeah.
The United Nations is a double-edged sword, if I may say.
Mm.
For me personally, the UN has done some tremendous achievement.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, it has also failed. To an extent that one can say, the UN has replaced the League of Nations.
Yeah.
And one can really argue that because of this one weakness of the UN today, one might say that the UN also is waiting to die a natural death, just like the League of Nations.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much prospect and. There's really too much to talk about.
What do you think some of the noted progress and also some of the noted challenges?
When you look at the UN Charter was when the UN was established, it was really to prevent an outbreak of war, just like the Second World War. So the UN was just trying to prevent this. But for the 8 years now, we say there is no world war which took place.
Mm-hmm.
That can be an achievement. Then you look at peacekeeping and conflict resolutions.
Yeah.
Currently, when you are speaking, there is peacekeeping missions all over the world. Manned by the UN. They are in Congo. They are all in all these many conflict infected areas. That's an achievement. I mean, you look at, for example, in Liberia, Sierra Leone, or a lot of countries, the UN is there. You also look at the major achievement of decolonization and nation building.
Mm-hmm.
You look at almost 80 former colonies, countries, which were decolonized with the actual involvement of the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
If you can remember, Namibia is one of those countries. Namibia is a child of international solidarity.
I was just talking to Zachariah Johannes now, and then he stated that we are a very good case study. And I'm happy that you mentioned that also. Continue.
So, you look at the resolution 435, which brought about the independence of Namibia. It's the work of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you look at the whole election process.
Yeah.
Whereby you have UNTAC, which was stationed in Namibia. They monitored the election until Namibia got its independence in 1990. So one can really point that out strongly that the UN has succeeded, and Namibia is a good example.
Yes. Let us look at the challenges apart from now not ending the war in Ukraine, not solving the conflict of Palestine, apart from also not stopping countries to threaten each other with tariffs and all those things. There have been a critical issue that Africa have been positioning itself, particularly when it's coming to the reform of United Nations Security Council, because you still have those five permanent members who have power, and they have power to decide and also power to stop a certain decision to be made, and it was made to that extent. What do you think? How long do you think it's going to take, or do you think it will really happen for those five permanent members to allow others also to have chance, especially maybe to allow one African country or maybe African to have a say in those decisions?
You know, for Africa to have a permanent seat at the UN Security Council is it's impossible, because it's only powerful countries that are present in those at that Security Council. So it's France, it's the UK, it's America, it's China, it's Russia. So if you look at this country, these are powerful countries. And when we say Africa, we are 50-something countries.
Yeah, but it's they are saying it's affecting the progress, because if you want to make a certain decision, you need them, and in most cases they veto those critical decisions. Particularly if you want to send a certain army, or you want to send a certain peacekeeping mission somewhere, and also those critical decisions, because they are sitting at that board.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah,
because it has to do with power.
Yeah.
So if you are not powerful, it's very difficult for you to have those privileges, if I may say. It's quite impossible.
Uh-huh.
Because Africa has then to prove themselves to unite.
Yeah.
If you form a...
maybe there will be a chance of fighting who is going to be there. Is it the African Union commissioner, or is the political chairperson? Now, while we have around 8 minutes, let us look at what we expect from our president. She's going to be standing there, although she's used to diplomatic environment. She's going to stand there for the first time as a president, as a first female president of Namibia. And as somebody who has experience in diplomacy and has experience in international institution for quite some time, now as she's going to stand there for the first time as a president, what do you expect from her speech at United Nations General Assembly? Because I understand one of the formalities that every head of state has to give his statement.
Yeah, I really expect what we just have discussed now, that she will really retaliate that to advocate for Africa to have a seat at the Security Council.
Yeah.
And also, you know, Namibia's foreign policy is literally which promote it promote peace. It promotes development.
Mm-hmm.
It supports people who are oppressed. So I really expect her to touch at the issue of Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, advocate for peace.
Yeah.
You know, national cooperation.
Yeah.
Climate change. All those positive things because our foreign policy really it's about cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
We are a non-aligned state.
Yeah.
We are a friend of everybody. You know, so I really expect her to give a positive speech, mm-hmm. which it's in line with our foreign policy, which pushes for peace and cooperation.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we are here, maybe how can an ordinary person, a young person, for example, partake in activities of United Nations? Because in most cases, when you speak about institution, we are looking at far, but there are certain roles that youth can play in the activities of United Nations. Maybe, in your view, how can they do that?
We have to volunteer as young people.
Yeah.
We should not just, engage ourselves into unproductive activities such as alcohol and drug abuse and those non-building activities.
Yeah.
We have a lot of UN agencies in Namibia. You can volunteer there. Mm.
You can also work.
I mean, as you volunteer, you get experience.
Yeah, yeah.
But our youth, you know, we have to stand up and be busy, volunteer, do something, because we really have a lot of UN agencies in Namibia which are also doing a crucial job.
Yes, Gabriel Yambo, thank you for your time, thank you for your input, and thank you for joining us this evening at the Business and Economic segment.
Thank you.
All right.
Sure.
Shab.
Yeah, we have around 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are looking at United Nations at 80. What is that big body? They are calling it the World Cup of Diplomacy. The World Cup of Diplomacy, where almost around 150 head of states and government are expected to be there. Some are already on their way, some are packing their bags. And we expect also our president to give her first speech at the United Nations General Assembly as first female president of Namibia, and also look at where we're standing in the world, what are progress and success. And also one thing before we come to the end of our conversation is how can young people get involved in United Nations activities. You can work there at UN. There are volunteering opportunities. There are also jobs that you can work there, whatever you study. If you study from a health sector, you can look at the World Health Organization. If you are a nurse, you can work to the World Health Organization, or maybe you study public health. If you are a lawyer, there's also UN agencies that are dealing with legal matters, either at UNDP or International Labour Organizations. You can also work at the FAO, agency, from agricultural point of view, a project manager, you can work there. But it's also up to us to expose ourselves to information, because there's also an aspect of Southern Africa, UN volunteering activity. You are not volunteering for free, you are volunteering and you are paid in US dollars. It's up to you to go and look for those opportunities, and also, see what can you do, to work at that platform. So let's take the caller with these few seconds. Hello? Yes, you can still call us. You can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Making a missed call is not that important, although we understand your effort. But yeah, we have around 1 minute. We have around 1 minute before we give an opportunity to my team. That is, of course, Uncle Fly. It's, of course, Uncle Fly and Kapate Katoka, Titatena Uvanda. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Business and Economic segment. And with me, David Shombe, We're indicating to you that continue following us at our social media platform. Continue following us at our social media platform. Make sure that you have Eagle FM app in your phone. And also make sure that you have Imba app in your phone. And your life will be more easier, particularly when it's coming to information and also when it's coming to making those important decisions. So for me, David Shombe, bye-bye. And see you next time, same place, same time.